Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk. Always delighted to speak to members of Clan. Emma Marsden, I wanted to get you on the podcast today, as you've had quite a season. Where do we start?
I know. It has been amazing this year. We've had a bit of a reset as a club, and I've managed to get some amazing sort of coaches and players who have sort of stuck with us. And it's been a sort of building over the last couple of seasons, and this year it just all seems to have come to fruition, which is amazing. Sometimes it happens like that. We've had great success across our local league down at Kingsmead in South Bucks, both with seniors and juniors, but also managed to transfer some of that into the Southern League this year, which is a regional league, by getting promoted for both our seniors and our under 19s, with our 16s and 14s also coming sort of second and third. So it's just been, you know, it's been brilliant. It's been a sort of a couple of years in progress and making, but fingers crossed it'll continue next year.
And to sum it up, it's champions of four leagues and winning two promotions as well. It's just that build to get to where you are now.
It really is. It's taken a lot of work, working with some really great players who've sort of stuck with us and believed in what we were trying to build, and looking at the culture, and really sort of, it's the same players almost certainly, but it's just, we've just built culture, we've built a way of playing, and it's just been really great to see that come through. Everybody's got sort of smiles on their faces and really enjoying it, and that sort of turned into some positive results, which I'm really pleased about.
What's the standard of the Netball South League like?
Every year, regional seems to get harder, I think. The standard goes up. I think there's so many more really great clubs and great players now that come through the sort of franchise pathways that are really driving up the standard. We hope to, you know, build on that and get into Division One next year. And then who knows, maybe we'll have another attack at Prem in a couple of years. So that would be the ambition.
But it must be good, yeah. As well, from your point as well, just seeing the standard of the under 14s, the under 16s as well, knowing what they're like at this stage, and obviously as they develop into hopefully the more senior squad.
Exactly. I mean, it's been really great this year because we've had some under 16s playing in our seniors, which is really fantastic. And it's, you can only really do it if you can try and invest in them and do it a pathway. And we've sort of gone back to under 12s next season to try and build up again and bring these kids through. We're not in a massive club anymore. We're a sort of middle-sized club, and we took stock of what we wanted to do and made sure we got the right sort of coaches and support in place, because sometimes it can be a bit of a lonely place being a coach. But that's made big strides with our youngsters. And also because we're a bit smaller now, we can give opportunities, and that's what we've managed to do. We've had some 16s playing in seniors, some 16s playing in under 19s, and that's brilliant, and 14s playing up as well. So if we can give opportunities, we will, and hopefully that will build on for next season and the seasons above, that we can pull these players through, because that's how we used to work, you know, at Clan, and had real success with some really superb athletes that have gone all the way.
I remember the Clan of old, Kat Garner, Danny Wirtz playing for Storm, bless its soul. Any more people that have made it into NSL and Pathways?
We've got players that are in the
Next Gen.
Not as far as X Gen this year, Sam, right. But under 19s franchise players, under 17s, a lot in PDP, under 19s PDP, and through from sort of 15s, 17s, 19s. And under 21 PDP. So we're, as well as the squads at under 19s and under 17s, which are obviously academy squads. So we're pushing hard for that next gen. That's the next sort of development for some of
Good
our
answer.
Players. and that's what we like. We want to challenge, and we want to give them an environment where they can grow. It's really important that for us that they still enjoy their playing the netball, and they've still got ligaments by, you know, the time they get to 18 and in their ankles. So, but yeah, it's been great. We're really watching some of our top girls really start pushing up there. And it's great because they, a lot of them started at Clan when they were sort of, you know, very wee, under 12s, under 13s, and they're pushing all the way through. So that's great to see.
Yeah, brilliant. I noticed online trials for 25, 26. What can you share on that?
Yes, we were looking at doing our under 19s and seniors trials. As we said earlier, we both those squads have been promoted this year. So we're really looking to build on the players that we have and strengthen through. So we'd be delighted to welcome anybody to come to our trials. We have enormous fun, both on and off the court, but we're also very competitive and we want to improve and keep building on the successes this season. So anybody who is in that area will please come along.
And maybe just in closing, how do we find out more about wanting to be part of Clan, or is there maybe a website where we can get in touch?
Yes, of course. We have a website, which is clannetball.co.uk. Also, we're on all the socials and Instagram, and there's lots of information there and QR codes that you can download and find out more about us as a club and what our sort of values are and what teams we have and how we can sort of build for the future. So please do have a look and see what we are and come and join us.
Emma, that's fantastic. And congratulations again on a recent achievement.
Thank you so much, Andy. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Good answer.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.